some kind of cop.
If anybody out there wants to let me smell their sweet spot, Mackey's Clubhouse at yahoo.com. Everybody, pile on into Mackey's Clubhouse. I'm Kevin.
I'm Larry.
We're doing Season 5, Episode 4 of The Shield here today on this show, an episode called Tap a Boca.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we're doing it. We're just just wooing it right now. Yeah, I don't know. Do you think Tap a Boca means something?
I bet it does. You know what? I did listen to the commentary on this one, and they mentioned that it means shut your mouth in Spanish. Okay. And apparently this one, the title on this one got a lot of crap from the other writers, I guess because they just thought it was stupid.
You mean to tell me there's not one available apartment in all of Tapa Boca Vista?
Nope.
directed, oh, Guy Verlon. I don't know if you've ever...
Oh, he's back again. I think, yeah, didn't Guy he just Verlon. Do episode 2?
Probably, yeah, I think so. I think he did. Yeah, Guy Verlon. Or as, as you Americans butcher it, Guy Verland.
That just sounds so American and crass.
Yeah, the elegant way is Guy Verlon. Original air date, January 31st, 2006. That was my 73rd birthday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, man.
It's coming up again, so what are you now, like 90?
91.
Wow.
I don't even know. It's so many, I can't even keep track of it anymore. Much.
They all blend together.
Yeah.
This one was written by Elizabeth Kraft and Sarah Fain, who, I learned from the commentary, are not a lesbian couple after all.
What? All right. Well, I mean, you said that. I didn't say that.
Apparently, like at the time of the commentary, which is probably sometime between season 5 and 6, it sounds like, she is engaged, Elizabeth Kraft, she is engaged to Adam Fiero, who is also a writer on the show.
Is that the same as Adam E. Fiero?
Yes, the very same.
Okay. They're engaged. All right.
So as far as I could tell, I did kind of Google it, and I think they're still married. I couldn't find anything saying that they got divorced, so I think they still are married to this day, and they met on this show.
Could this be a Mormon thing going on? Maybe. Mr. Wives?
That I don't know. Uh-huh. Anything's possible.
Anything is possible! So we start off. You ever see Pop Star Never Stop? Never Stop.
Fuck yes.
All right.
Love that.
Do you like that movie?
Yes. Right. Love it.
I do love it. It is one of the best movies that came out in the last 10 years or two. I don't know.
One of the only, if not the only, good comedy movie
ever?
Of the last 10 years.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It is extraordinarily funny.
Yeah. Very, very funny.
It is very good. All right. So. We got Forrest Whitaker. He's bitching at Lem again. He needs people confessing to shit. I need people admitting to things. It's like, oh, yeah, because that just naturally comes up. Oh, hey, Lem, by the way, I always wanted to tell you, I killed a guy the other day. I usually have.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of picking up on the fact that Lem's always leaving the fucking room, which he continues to do this episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's got stomach issues. That's documented.
That's true. He's got a doctor's
doctor. Yeah. He got ulcers. But then.
Yeah, Kavanaugh
gets a goddamn birthday present.
Yeah. This Kavanaugh he's a weird dude.
It's so creepy and shit. And Lem's like, I want to thank you and punch you and I want to run away from you and call the police on you or something because it's creepy as fuck, man. I don't know what the hell.
He's going for like a Stockholm syndrome type of thing or something, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like
maybe that's what it is, kind of like.
Nice to you, then you'll like me now, even though I'm doing terrible things to you.
Because he gives him three flies for like fly fishing because he heard Lem likes to fly fish. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, here's a gift. But it isn't really that much. I don't know how much three flies are, but I can't imagine they're more than like $3, right?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the lures.
It's a metal.
Maybe they're like handmade lures or something. Like to go on like Etsy or something to get them.
So yeah, he gives them the fishing lures, and it's weird. Yeah. Vic goes to see that Becca, our beautiful, beautiful angel, Becca.
Yeah.
He goes to see her. And he wants her to rep the strike team because he tells her, you know, IAB's making a case against us and shit. And she says, like,
I don't want to defend any, like, dirty cops. And they're like, no, we're good cops. Swear.
Yeah. Understood. It's kind of what it's like.
Pretty much.
So she's like, oh, my ex-boyfriend works at some office. I'll call around.
Yeah, it's like the DA's office maybe or something like that.
Yeah, like Midtown or something. Like, I don't know. But she'll make a few phone calls, but that's about it. That's all she's involved with this bullshit.
That's all she's committing to.
So Claudette and Dutch get a case. It looks like a drive-by kind of thing going on. This lady's dead. It was like maybe a road rage incident or a drive-by gang. We don't know yet, but the lady's out on the ground and somebody cut out her baby.
Yeah, they find the umbilical cord just laying there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Like Dutch picks it up and Claudette goes, umbilical cord. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba! I don't know, it's pretty good. 440.
Yeah,
it was a quick
one. Wow, that's real quick.
Yeah, they got right into it. But the umbilical cord is a pretty good line.
Yeah, that's a good way to start an episode with an umbilical cord.
So
we're trying to figure out what happened to this kid, if someone took him or what's going on. Maybe it was the baby's daddy trying to get him. Maybe there was problems with the mom.
The whole station's a buzz. Like, everybody's in on it. Everybody's chipping in. There's, like, a press conference, whatever, Sacramento or whoever. They won't have anybody to reinforce or, you know, send backups for us. And Billings steps up. You know, he's like, I'll take care of the press conference. I'm going to take care of the reinforcements. Like, what the – where'd this guy come from?
Apparently, he's got a soft spot for people cutting babies out of people's bellies.
Yeah, apparently.
Because that doesn't come up very often, but, you know, if they just happened every day, he'd be the best cop ever.
That's true. So, Billings stepping up. Vic's back with the attorney. Like, she comes into the office to see, or the station to see him. And she tells him, like, I haven't heard nothing. And he's like, oh, that's good. And she's like, no, that's really bad. She's like, something big's going down, and I don't know what, but... Yeah,
they don't even want to look into it for me, so clearly it's bad. Like, something big is happening.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, So...
He kind of says, like, oh, yeah, Acevedo, you know, he had us pushing the line, you know, crossing the line here and there, but it was all his fault. Like, he wanted us to do it to get his numbers better, but, you know, he's the one in charge.
That's true. They can't push it back on him, technically. He's the one that makes the calls.
Yep.
But, you know, the money train money. So they pull Lem's mic. He's like, man, I got to take a shit. So, like, he takes the microphone off and Ronnie walks out of the room. I'm assuming he goes into the bathroom with it, the fake shit or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, do you think he's in there like, and then like dropping a strawberry or something in the toilet, or what do you think's going
on? He's got to, but then he's gotta like try to impersonate Lem's shitting noises. Like, I know that grunt, that doesn't sound like Lem.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
that's gotta be one of the weirdest parts about having like wearing a wire. Like, someone's listening to you shit all the time.
Oh, I hear you.
I don't want that.
And then, like, you know what else they're listening to? Me laugh and giggle as I fart and shit on the shitter. Like, you know, sometimes you sit down, you're like, and you're like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. That kind of shit. Like, they're going to hear that. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I'm right now. Then again, like, I try not to get myself into situations where I need to wear a wire to get out of said situation.
That's true. It hasn't happened yet. But, you know, who knows what tomorrow will bring.
That's true. So they pull Lem's mic and they start telling Lem what's going on. And Shane's just about like, you know, you're going to get arrested, but you're not going to say nothing, right?
Yeah. Well, first, like, they're kind of trying to figure out what's going on. And because Becca had mentioned that they must have a witness. So they're trying to figure out if it's Pitario, maybe he's the witness. And Shane kind of brings up Amolia, and Vic's like, no, 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 she's good. We're friends. Like, we're best buddies. She would never stab me in the back.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
But so they're going to check into that. And, yeah, that's when Shane's just like, all right, so, you know, if they arrest you, you're just going to do your time, right? And we'll try to undermine the case. You know, we'll do our best. But if we don't, you just seal us off from this, right? So that we don't get in trouble?
Yeah, because even Shane's like, the most you'll get's 5 years. Like, it's not that long.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
That is a long time.
Inmates will chee-chee you every day, but whatever.
Death by chee-chee. Anyways, so where are we at here? Oh, Vic stops to see Aceveda in the parking lot. I don't really, is this more of an intimidation thing?
No,
is this more of a show?
He's, because he knows Lem, he's got Lem in the car with him, so he knows that that's going to show up on the tape later, that Vic went to go see Aceveda. So, and then he can't. Since Lem's not with him when he's talking to Aceveda, he doesn't know what they're talking about. So Kavanaugh just knows that, oh, Vic and Aceveda were meeting. Like, he's like, that's fucking fishy. Okay. So it's planting seeds of doubt and putting distrust between those two.
I like it. All right.
Nice. And okay. Also, if he thinks, if, you know, the fact that he thinks that Lem is a leak, or that he thinks Aceveda is a leak, then that is going to flush out the witness, theoretically, like it kind of does later. When he finds out he's got a couple of leaks, possibly, and he moves Amolia.
Yeah.
So that's kind of his plan. Like, oh, if they got this witness under wraps somewhere, if I make them think that Aceveda, you know, tipped us off, then maybe they'll get flustered and have to move that leak, or that witness.
Yeah. But Vic starts, or not Vic, Lem starts fucking with the radio, though.
Yeah. He turns on the radio so they definitely can't hear anything that Vic and Aceveda are saying.
How convenient.
Yeah.
How fucking convenient. So, like, where are we at here? But they get a call. Like, Lem's like, we got a 187. And Vic's like, all right, well, hey, Aceveda, there's a lot of garbage. I thought maybe you could help us get rid of the garbage. Like, he's just there. Like you said, he's just there just so, you know, he was seen there or known to be there, but he's not really saying anything. He's like, there was an old couch on the corner.
The great thing is, it's such a stupid thing to go see him for, that then when Aceveda later tells Kavanaugh, oh, he was there for some garbage complaint, like, you know, it's going to sound suspicious, and Kavanaugh's going to be like, no, that's not it. Like, why would he come see you for that? You're clearly making that shit up.
that is a good, You looked into this way further than I did, Jake. That's what I'm saying. So some bald guy got killed. We don't know. There's just some bald dude with like a toupee.
Yeah.
The toupee's like kind of like off the head and on the ground, but kind of still on the head. It's pretty funny. Claudette and Dutch are interviewing the boyfriend of the girl who had the baby cut out of her belly. Mm-hmm. This guy... this is a weird performance from this guy.
Yeah.
It is not good. He goes for it, but he did not get there.
Nope.
Long story short, he didn't take the baby, though.
No, he wouldn't. He's worried about the kid just like they are and stuff, so it's not him.
But it's Dutch, not him.
Dutch does see Claudette, like, going for pills around this time, too.
Yeah.
This is kind of his first, like, oh, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah.
He sees his prednisone, but he doesn't know, you know, what's going on.
She sets a little alarm or whatever, and then she takes her pill.
Mm-hmm.
Shane tells Vic that Vittorio's clean. He's off the grid. He's got a job at some construction company, and they're like, he's got a job? He has to be working with IAPN.
Yep.
I was like, what? Well, maybe he just is like, I'm sick of fucking being in situations where I'm almost dying and stuff.
I can get that rationale, though. Like, obviously, IAD is not going to want you, their witnesses out there being criminals. They're going to make them get real jobs.
Yeah.
So, that does make sense.
So, at the same time, they get this suspect for the bald guy murder. And They're like, all right, let's go pick this asshole up. So while they're walking out to pick him out, Julia and Maria are bringing him in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
It turns out it's not a coincidence, yeah, because he wanted to get arrested. Like, he just kind of threw a bottle at their car hoping to get arrested because he's trying to get protected from the guys not trying to kill him.
Yeah. Forrest Whitaker's at the school. He's back at the school again. So Corinne confronts him about, like, you're a cop. I know you're a cop. And he's like, why? Who told you I was a cop? And he's like, I just know so many goddamn cops that you're not, like, a good cop. You're not good at it, basically.
You guys all walk the same.
Yeah, you're not good at it. So he's such a dick and stuff. He's like, listen, I'll put you in prison if you ever tell anybody I was here and stuff. Yeah, Don't ever tell Vic Mackey I was here. So he turns real sinister quick.
She tries the whole, like, oh, we were married, you can't make me talk. But he's like, no, if you're an accessory to his shit, like, you can go to jail.
Yeah. So then he goes over to see Amolia or whatever, Forrest Whitaker does, and he's frantic and shit. And he's like, you got to go, man.
Yeah.
And she's like, you told me Vic wouldn't find out or whatever. And he's like, we got to go.
Because now he thinks that both Corinne and Aceveda have leaked stuff to Mackie.
Yeah.
So he's like, we got to move you.
And none of that's happened, though.
No. Turns out it was Len all along.
Not really. Shane and Vic go to see Petario, but it's not Petario.
No.
No.
Just some other guy using his social security number.
Yeah, Petario died.
Yeah, and they were in El Salvador doing a drug deal, and Petario got capped.
Yeah. So it's not him, so we get back in the van or whatever, and Shane's like, listen, man, Vic, it's got to be Amalia or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, it can't be her. So they stop at the house, and she's gone.
Yeah. And I think they talk to the neighbor guy, who I'm pretty sure, I'm not good at Spanish, but I think he said something about she got in a car with a black guy.
Yeah, all I heard was horas, which meant hours, I think, and then negro.
Yeah.
Those were the only two words I understood, but...
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so...
I'm pretty sure they realized, oh, shit, yeah, she went away with Kavanaugh. It's definitely her. But Vic is still optimistic. He's like, you know, if Kavanaugh's putting the squeeze on her, I can find a way to get her out of that, and she'll drop her testimony and shit like that.
Yeah.
Little does she know, no, this was all her idea to begin with. She ain't getting squeezed. She's just a rat.
Correct. Corinne, she calls Dutch at this point. She's like, I gotta talk to him. He's like, it's not a good time. And she's like, I need 5 minutes. That's it, or whatever. So she's telling him about Forrest Whitaker showing up and what he had said to her. And he's kind of not a dick, but he's like, well, yeah, I mean, hey, you could go to jail if you know things, you know, if you help cover it up, like, hey, it is what it is, I gotta go.
Yeah. He is very much rushing through it, and I don't know why, like, not like they have any big new leads on that baby case right now, like, there's nothing he could do inside, so, like, why can't he just talk to her for 5 minutes? But it's weird, because she's just like, you know, hey, make sure you don't, like, say anything to Vic about this, or, you know, treat him any differently, but IED is investigating him.
Yeah.
What? You don't want to tell Dutch that.
No.
That's bad.
He gets a smile on his face for a second.
Yeah, he's like, oh, what are they looking at him for? Yeah, oh, probably take your pick, right? Yeah. So you do not want to tip Dutch off to this. That's a bad plan. But she's so desperate for someone's opinion that isn't Vic's, I guess, that she goes to him. And he asks her then, like, hey, what would someone take prednisone for? Because he knows that's what Claudette's taking. And she gives him a list of diseases and stuff, and it is one of those diseases. But we don't find that out yet.
Yeah. So they all hatch this plan now about, we got to find out, like, what safe house that Kavanaugh, Forrest Whitaker, moved Amolia to. So this scene is so chunky as well, Jen, because, like, he goes up to see Billings and he's like, hey, I need a safe house for this, who's he trying to put a safe? Who does he say he needs a safe house for?
Oh, probably the guy, the leg breaker guy that they arrested, who's about to get whacked. The guy's
Yeah. The wannabe gangster on the run, on shark guy.
The guy keeps talking about the guy ass suck.
Did we miss scenes and shit? Did I miss a page?
I think we just kind of skimmed over that. Like, yeah, the guy that got arrested by Tina and Julian, he was a leg breaker, but he let this guy, he was friends with this guy, and so he gave him 24 hours. But the guy took the money and skipped town, so now the, you know, loan shark guy basically wants him dead. And so the loan shark sent this other guy to murder him, but the guy missed and shot his buddy instead.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, Vic needs a safe house for him, but he doesn't really. He doesn't give a fuck.
No.
He just wants to look at the list, and Billing's all like, hey, ho, you can't look at this list. This is for captains. Captains and above, that's it. Get the fuck away from it. And then Danny comes in, and she's like, hey, we got a lead on that baby or whatever. And then Billing's like, here, Vic, take the list. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, it's so...
With any other captain, it wouldn't have made sense. But with Billings, I'm like, yep, I get it.
I don't know. It's how convenient did that work out?
Just like that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a good thing Billings was captain this season, because that's the only chance Vic has, is this guy doesn't have his finger on the buttons at all times.
Like, at no point, like, listen, he 5 seconds ago, it's captains and above. All he had to do was... put it back. Like, hey, listen, Vic, I'll get this to you in a couple minutes. Let me see what's going on. Or take it with them. Like, it's in a manila folder, I'm sure. Just close the folder and just carry it with you. And I'll give it to you in 5 minutes or so when I see what's going on.
Yeah, but for all of Vic's sneakiness in this scene, like, this doesn't even get them anywhere. Like, they still don't know where the fuck she is. No. We have to end up following her from therapy for her kid.
Yeah, that does happen. So anyways, they find the baby. It's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Oh, stepped on
and beaten up and like has a skull fracture and stuff. Stabbed in the leg, I think.
So, but based on the fingerprints and shit, they know it's two dudes and a girl. Because there's like two different fingerprints, but then there's littler fingerprints.
Yeah, and there was a decal that a witness saw in the back of their car, so they were able to figure out who it was based off that decal.
Yeah. Lem takes another shit. Yeah. So Shane and Vic tell him that Forrest Whitaker might try to arrest.
Yep, but they're like, we'll bail you out if that happens, and, you know, don't worry.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But they're looking for Amalia.
Yep. Because if they can get her to drop her testimony, then this whole case pretty much goes away. Because it was all hinging on that. Although they got the video of them taking the heroin out of the car, so yeah, that's still something, I would think.
Yeah.
It's like you planted it.
We get this whole storyline going on about Julian and Maria, where she didn't go to a baton class, and he's pissed. And he's constantly busting her fucking chops.
Yeah. What a dick.
And then a fight breaks out in the cage. And Maria is the first one to run in there. And she batons the fuck out of everybody. Like, picture perfect form and shit baton-wise. Mm-hmm. But then she went in there with her gun on. And Julian humiliates her in front of everybody. And then we get this scene where, like... Maria's bitching to Danny about Julian, and Danny, like, she's had enough. She starts bitching at the guy in the cage. Then she's like, you know, that goes for you too, Maria. Fuck off, man. she's very bitchy. There's another bitch him later on, too.
Yeah, after the big fight goes down, like, Danny comes in to see Tina. Tina's crying, and Tina basically tells her to fuck off. She's like, you're probably used to being the queen bee around here, but now you got those fucking stretch marks, so you ain't so hot anymore.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
It is pretty.
And then Danny's like, stop crying, or they're never going to respect you.
Yeah. she said something like, you know, you're the kind of girl that give cops a bad name.
Yeah, it's bitches like you that make it hard for the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah, like, that's
what she said. Damn.
So that's pretty awesome. Claudette and Dutch are interviewing a dude and the girlfriend. Now, the dude, I don't remember him saying anything, but he just mean mugs for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, yep, that was the extent of his scene.
Okay.
I wonder how much he got paid for that acting job. Yeah.
Like, he might be somebody's friend, like, since he's not, like, since he doesn't speak, it could have been, like, win a role on the Shield type of thing.
Oh,
since,
yeah.
Like, since he didn't say anything, like, technically he didn't act. Like, you have to say words, I think, to qualify to get a SAG card or whatever.
That'd be a better part than, like, oh, we're going to let you be the kid who's swallowing drugs and they have to induce vomiting with mustard. Like, I don't know if I want that part.
Yeah. But he kind of looked like Tracy Morgan. Like, he did the Tracy Morgan meme mug type of thing. But the girlfriend starts telling them what happened, and I don't know. The baby wasn't breathing right, so
It turns out it was a road rage thing. Like, this lady cut them off, so they got pissed off and basically started shooting at her. But they didn't even know she was pregnant at the time. And then they saw her running away with the belly and stuff, and so they just wanted to leave her. But the girl was the one who was like, no, we have to save the baby. So they cut her open and took the baby, and they were trying to keep it alive and bring it to this girl's sister, who's gotten so many abortions that she can't have kids anymore. So they were trying to do that, but then the baby just kind of choked. And they didn't really know how to do CPR because they just broke the baby even more doing it that way.
Yeah.
Just, like, crushed his rib cage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Danny just, like, freaks the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because she's the one interrogating her for some reason. Just because she's pregnant. They're like, you
can do it. Like, oh, look, a mom, you know what I mean? Look at this. And, like, she even, like puts the girl's hand on her belly. Like, I don't think, like, Danny doesn't even say hi to people. She's definitely not going to let some criminal fucking bitch touch her baby.
Someone you think just killed this baby.
Yeah.
For no reason. Like, they didn't even know that it was an accident yet. Like, you think that these people beat up this baby and murdered it, and you're going to let her touch your belly? Like, that's weird.
Yeah, it's very weird. I hear you. So, Vic and Shane, they're trailing IAD.
Yeah, well, I think first Vic goes to see Becca Doyle again, right?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Telling him, like, oh, yeah, they're looking for a poster boy for police corruption. That's why they're trying to pin this on me. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll represent you, but not the team. Like, because this thing's always happens where somebody has to turn on the other people. And he's like, nope, we're not doing that. We're all going down together, or we're all surviving this together, one way or the other, but we're sticking together. We're not the normal criminals. So he's trying to play it straight and keep the whole team, you know, if he has to go to jail, but it's with his team, I think he's fine with it on some level.
They're all going down together.
Yeah.
Letting you know now.
Too bad Shane does not share his opinions.
We are at the beginning of the end, basically.
Yeah.
So we're still a lot of episodes left, but this is the beginning of the end.
Yep. It's on that downhill trajectory at this point. Yeah.
So now they're trailing IAD because they went and picked up Amalia at the therapy center or whatever it is, physical therapy.
Yeah, they're like, we know she won't miss letting or taking Sebastian to these therapy sessions, so we'll just meet her there and follow her from there, see where she's staying at.
Yeah. So they do all that shit. Danny, let's see, Dutch confronts Claudette about being sick, but she still, like, she doesn't say nothing. She kind of just...
Yeah, she kind of just says, I was here yesterday, I'm here today, I'll be here tomorrow. And he's just like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, and that was it. Like, she's like, all right, I'll see you, I'm going home.
Yeah. I gotta go take my pills. Later. Yeah, yeah, we will find out soon, I believe.
We get to the final scene, Cenk.
Oh, man, this scene is so good.
All right, you want to explain it?
Sure. So Amalia has brought Sebastio in this house that she's staying at, and Vic comes to the door, which is quite surprising since she's supposed to be hiding from Vic. But he knocks on the door and comes in, and he kind of like tries to give her like a hug, but quickly turns into frisking her and just really just giving her the old feels all over the place.
He's checking for Copping a mic.
The feel. Yeah, exactly. And so he kind of is like, I know you're working for IAD. Like, what does Kavanaugh have on you? What the fuck's going on? And she's like, you know, I told him that your guy took the heroin and that's it. And he's like, all right, you know, we can still fix this. You go pack up all your shit. We'll get you out of here. And you and Sebastio can go stay somewhere else. And, you know, once you are far from here, this case will go away. And maybe we'll bring you back someday. We'll see. Or you can just find a new life somewhere else. But she's like, no, can't do that. And she kind of lets slip, like, you know, hey, I didn't know you back then. And he realizes, oh, shit, that she was the one who started this whole thing. And this isn't a new thing that just started up. This has been going on for the last 6 months. The whole time that he's been taking care of her and this kid.
Yep. Yeah, she's been doing him dirty the whole time.
Yep. And he flips the fuck out.
He is not pleased with this news.
He has been so understanding up to this point, but that just sends him over the edge.
Because, and like, his rationale is, and I understand, he's like,
oh, yeah.
I've taken care of you. You could at least just give me a heads up on something.
Yeah, just tell me that this thing is happening sometime in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
You could have figured something out. Now, not like, all of us are going to go to jail now because of this.
He realizes too, it was really she just was using him, and I think that's what kills him more than anything.
Yeah, because
I think he really cared. He cared about that kid and shit.
He legitimately did. Like, he clearly saw a lot of his own kids in that kid. Yeah. Like, this kid's got problems, so I gotta help him and stuff like that. So, and now he just gets stabbed in the back for it. He's trying to do the right thing
for once.
Yeah, for once.
So, yeah, he has a knife up to her throat, and he wants to do it.
Well, she pulls a knife first. Like, she grabs it from the kitchen, and then he just kind of, you know, effortlessly grabs it from her and holds it to her throat. It's like, oops, shouldn't have done that, lady. Shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And he just kind of is like, hey, you know, if you die, this whole case goes away. So it's probably in my best interest to just kill you right now.
But he gets a phone call.
Saying
that Forrest Whitaker's on the way. He doesn't answer the phone, but he looks down and knows it's their number, and, you know, Forrest Whitaker's on his way.
Yeah, that's the signal.
So he tells her, listen, tell him that, you know, your fucking sister called me or something like that.
Yeah, he's like, who'd you call today? She's like, my cousin. She's like, you know, he's like, tell Kavanaugh that you called her earlier because you were spooked and you wanted her to call me. Or she called me, I guess, on her own.
Basically, you got a message to me through your cousin.
Or your cousin was worried about you, so she called me because I guess she knows you're working with me.
Yeah.
So that she's not, you know, Molly is not blamed for calling Vic directly. Yeah.
So Forrest Whitaker comes busting through the door and shit. He's like, hey, what's going on in here? What, huh? Vic's like, what's going on? What are you doing here? And he's like, what are you doing here? It's kind of like that Spider-Man meme where they're
pointing, they're pointing at each other.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things going on.
I can see that.
The synchronized swimming routine from Saturday Night Live. With, hey, you. I know you. Yeah, they both kind of have their guns drawn or whatever, and then it's like, oh, she's my CI. She got spooked. Why are you here?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, El Salvador.
Yeah, she's helping us with the El Salvadorans or something like that. It's like,
yeah, something like that.
You're IAD. What do you have to do with the El Salvadorans?
And Vic even said, like, wow, you work Vice too, huh?
Yeah. You're a one-stop shop.
Yeah. So Vic plays it off like, oh, all right, man. Well, man, if you're going to show up, let me know or whatever. Like, don't spook me, man. You know, it's crazy.
And then, like, you know, hey, you got to put her somewhere safe. This isn't good. Someone can get to her, basically.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And he kind of gives the evil eyes as he's walking out the door. And it's pretty awesome. That's where it ends.
Yeah. It's pretty great.
So
very tense.
I went with 9 out of 10 this time, Jay. This one, pretty tight episode. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty good all the way around. Some good guest people. I did kind of like the weird homeless Matthew McConaughey guy.
Ass suck. Yes. That sucked. That's Leon.
Yeah.
That's who. Yeah. All right. So, all right.
Best post right, time.
Yeah. Let's award this biatch.
All right. Let's get in.
All right. Let's see.
I like when they're explaining, you know, why they arrested Leon, and they're just like, well, what is he get? What is he in for? And like, he threw a bottle at our windshield or something like that. And then Tina says, then he asked if he could smell my sweet spot. And Vic's like, even Shane stopped using that line.
Yeah, that was a good one. I had that one down too. whenever they're trying to figure out where Amalia is or whatever, and Vic says, like, he says to Shane, like, warn Mara.
Yeah.
Ronnie, tell whatever you're banging this week to not talk to strangers.
I love the fact that it's whatever.
Yeah,
it may not even be a person. It may just be a donkey or something.
Like, whatever you're banging with this week, and then the not talk to strangers thing implies like he likes him young to me.
Oh, I didn't get that. I just
that's what I get. Know. Like not illegal, but like I could see Ronnie dating like a 22-year-old or something.
Sure,
like
why not?
That's what
whatever you're banging this week.
Says
tell your fleshlight.
Ronnie seems creepy. He seemed I did notice the burn a little more in this episode.
Yeah, I did too. I was looking for that this week, and you can see it poking out above the top of the beard on that side.
Yeah, but I'm going to swore, like, the last episode, I didn't see it as much.
Hmm. What if they're like, yeah, save up for the good.
The or maybe it's like, oh, the lighting in this is dark. Nobody's going to notice it anyways. Just who cares? Just give it the half-ass beard or the half-ass burn.
Skip an Indian burn before we start.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do we got here? Quotes.
I like when they got Lem. Shane's doing his whole speech on Lem. Well, you're just going to seal us off from this, right? And Lem's like, the shit you've done and I'm the one going away? You've got to be shitting me.
Yeah.
Say what we're all thinking. Yeah. And if anyone should be in jail, it's probably Shane.
Shane is the shadiest of everybody.
Yep.
Lord, he makes Acevedo look like a pretty decent dude.
Let's not go that far.
We ever see that hooker again?
I don't think so.
Whatever, man. It's such a rip. whenever they bring that dude in, and he's like, "Oh, here's the ass suck," and they're like, "Well, what's his name?" He's like, I don't know. I just call him Ass Suck.
I just call him Ass Suck.
Call him Ass Suck.
They make a point that, you know, that Kavanaugh got Lem a birthday gift, but the strike team forgot his birthday. Which, I mean, I think that's to be expected. Most, like, adult males, they're not all that good at remembering each other's birthdays.
Not at all. Not at all.
But when Shane finds out, he's like, oh, hey, it's your birthday. Like, we should get wasted, man.
Yeah.
That's probably, you know, what you would do anyway. Like, they're not going to buy you an actual present. They'll just take you out for drinks.
Whenever they were on the scene. Whenever they were on the scene for that, the bald guy that got murdered. Vic says to Shane and Ronnie, you guys work your angle. Lem and I will figure out who's got a problem with the hair club for men.
Yeah.
That toupee is very bad.
It was pretty awful. Oh, God.
Sweet spot.
I like when Tina and Julian are getting into it, and she's like, he's like, why did you miss, you know, baton practice? Which sounds like she's on, like, the drill team in high school, yeah. But she's like, yeah, well, something about almost having to blow a van full of skin peddlers made me want to go home and drink a bottle of wine.
Yes. skin peddlers. Yeah. That's what she says. Yeah.
That's pretty fair. I don't accept that.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't have anything else.
Yeah. One real bad line is we talked about that baby daddy guy that was just way over the top.
Oh, yes.
They're like, how did you know it was a boy when you cut him out? And he's like, no, we did one of those scans. We saw his stuff.
I hear you. Good Lord.
Wow. Just wow. All right. Well, let's do the Kristen Bell Best Guest Star Award.
I went with the Leon guy, the guy that looked like Sonny Bono.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went with that guy, the ass suck.
He was good, yeah. The guy was talking about ass suck.
I don't know that actor's name or whatever. I didn't really investigate it too hard.
No, me neither. He was kind of like, he kind of reminded me of Smitty, but like more Southern.
Yeah.
They had a similar look to them.
Sonny Bono, but with, you know, a little more Southern accent.
Yeah, I could see that too. 100%.
Reference for you kids. Who'd you go with?
I gave this one to Laura Herring for Becca Doyle. I couldn't give it to her last time because of that other guy, but I had to give her time to shine because she's very good.
Yeah, she is shining.
Yeah. Very nice to have her aboard this season.
I hear you. I love her.
Yeah. Me too. Very good. Let's do the MVP of the episode. Who do you have for MVP?
This is a Vic.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, this is all Vic all the time.
That last scene really just pushes it over the top where it's just like he has to win because he's so good.
Yes.
He goes through all of the emotions in like 4 minutes.
I know, yeah. He's sweet and caring to I'm going to slice your throat and laugh.
Yeah.
He escalates quickly.
It sure did. Boy, did it.
He was somehow what the kids called triggered. Got triggered, Jinx.
Yeah, but for a good reason, not stupid bullshit. This guy said something on Twitter I don't like.
Yeah.
No, this person making me go to jail, potentially.
Metroid was not the best game ever.
Well, let's do the other Vendrell Cup for the biggest fuck-up is our next award here.
For me, I went with Forrest Whitaker because everybody's on to his bullshit. Nobody's buying Forrest Whitaker anymore. Marin's not buying it. Vic don't buy it. Lem's not buying it. Aceveda's not buying it. Nobody's buying it.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Everybody's on to him.
Yep, nobody likes him. Even Aceveda, who's on the same side, doesn't care for him. You can clearly tell.
And even Amelia, or whatever her name is, Amelia, even she was like, you told me Vic wouldn't find out. So, like, even she doesn't really trust this guy. But she's got nothing else at this point.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I went with three. I had three people for the Vendrell Cup this week.
Wow.
Amelia, obviously, she should not have done this. She's learning now. Now that she's a knife to her throat, now I think she realizes she fucked up. Tina for, you know, running into the cage with her gun, obviously not a good thing to do. But then also Julian for yelling at her in front of everyone, like in front of the criminals and stuff. You don't do that. You could have pulled her aside. You don't do it in front of the whole cage full of criminals.
Yeah. He's such a dick.
Yeah. That's not the place for it.
You're not that great of a cop either, buddy.
Yeah. How many times have you fucked up?
Yeah. He's been written up a bazillion times.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fuck Julian.
I agree. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
All right. The Dumpy Award for the worst part of the episode.
I went with that baby daddy guy. That scene was terrible. I went with that, and then, like I was saying, the whole scene where Vic gets a hold of that safe house list in 5 seconds. I was like, that's so fucking convenient.
Yep.
I didn't like either one of those.
Yeah, the baby daddy thing, it did seem like they were really leaning on him hard, too. Like, you fucking didn't you? He's like, no, I just love my kid.
Yeah.
She was having an affair on you and stuff. Like, was that even real? Like,
I don't know, man.
I'd be your baby. Like, are you just making this up?
It seems. Yeah, that guy was just like, I don't know. He just, I don't know. That whole scene was bad. That guy's very, like, he was very awkward.
Yeah, he was definitely over the top.
Yeah, way. He was chewing up some scenery. I don't know what was going on. It was hammy.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, for me, I gave it to the part with Ronnie keeps taking the mic out, pretending he's Lem going to take a shit. Because, like, you're telling me nobody ever stopped to say, like, oh, hey, Ronnie. What's with the microphone that you're holding in your hand?
That is true.
You guys wiring up somebody? What's going on?
Why does Ronnie keep carrying a microphone to the bathroom?
Yeah. Like, that would be suspicious to me.
Yeah.
It's not like he was wearing it on his shirt, or, like, you know, like he put it on himself. No, he's carrying it for everyone to see.
Plus, on top of that, like, oh, shit. I forget what I was going to say now. It don't matter. It is weird. Oh, what I was going to say was like, okay, so when Vic was going to see Aceveda and Ronnie turned the radio on, you could still kind of hear Vic a little bit. Now, even if you carry that thing into the bathroom, it's still going to pick up the fucking the bullpen or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear you. It's weird. Well,
I guess in the clubhouse. So, yeah, that doesn't matter. Yeah, I can pick up Dutch talking. Who cares?
Yeah, true. Okay, who cares? I'm an idiot.
All right, well, I guess we just have one more thing to do here. We got to do some casting.
Who would they be if they weren't on the Shield?
We're going to go with Claudette for this one. This one was very hard.
So hard. I have one name, and even that one's a stretch.
Yeah. Well.
How many you have?
I guess I've got four, but many of them are just terrible.
I'm so bad at cartoons.
Yeah. It's tough. Tougher than it should be, I think. All right. Well, I guess I'll start then.
Yeah, you go first.
The first one that leapt to mind was from Family Guy again, Loretta, Cleveland's first wife.
I don't know who that is.
You know, she was kind of, you know, a thicker, you know, black lady, sassy.
Yeah. All right. So I believe you.
Very Claudette-esque.
Believe you. I came up with one name. Daria. I don't know why.
Just kind of see it.
Boring and wet blankety type of thing.
Yeah, like she's very quiet and judgy, but then also like sarcastic at times.
Yeah.
I can see that. That's very fitting for Claudia.
Yeah. Dude. I don't even, like, I'm looking at CCH Pounder's, her IMDb. I don't remember her being on Sons of Anarchy for one season.
Oh, yeah, you don't remember that?
Fuck no. Was she a cop?
I don't think I want to say she was, like, a school principal or something like that. Like, maybe in the season they had, like, a school shooting or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, no, that does sound a little familiar.
Yeah, like she was someone in the town, I think, that, you know, was cracking down on guns or something because it was a school shooting, maybe. Something along those lines.
Well, I just got another one. I thought of another one.
Ooh, all right. Let's see, the next one I had, obviously very different characters, but for some reason it seemed right to me. I went with Kyle's mom from South Park.
Kyle, is that the, oh, Boopy, is that that lady?
She seems kind of overbearing and, you know, always trying to get in everyone's business, and you can't have a lot of fun around her.
Cows, mom is a bitch, she's a big fat bitch, she's biggest bitch in the whole wide world.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Carmen's mom was just like free and, you know, letting people do whatever the fuck they want. And yeah, Kyle's mom was just all in everyone's business and fucking, no!
Mom, bathroom! Bathroom! Oh, what a big one. Cartman's mom is awesome.
She's great.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, yeah.
That is good. Yeah. I like Ike.
Oh, Ike is so good.
I love Ike.
Yeah, Ike is the best.
Yeah. All right. I thought of another one.
Ooh.
I'm going with Amanda Waller from all of the DC cartoons.
Yeah.
She's the voice of that lady.
Is she really?
That's what it says on IMDb.
That makes so much sense. I remember in the superhero season one, I picked her to be Amanda Waller in the movies.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
She's in the video game. She's on the TV shows.
Yep, that makes total sense that she would do the voice for that.
Yeah. Nice.
Let's see. My next one I had, we're getting to the point where they're less and less good here, but I went with Gaia from Captain Planet.
Oh, yeah. We
was like the living embodiment of, you know, like the planet Earth, like Mother Nature, essentially. She was voiced by Whoopi Goldberg, so I'm like, yeah, that's pretty much, you know. Her and Susie H. Pounder have a lot in common.
Whoopi Goldberg was on Captain Planet. Yikes!
Yeah. So was Jeff Goldblum and Tim Curry and all kind of people.
Jeff Goldblum and Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah, what an all-star cast.
I mean, I might be able to survive one in a movie, but both of them in the same movie or show, I don't think I could take it. It might kill me.
Two of them and Cyndi Lauper.
I'll take Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
I will take some Cyndi Lauper. All right, yeah, I don't know Gaia. I just looked her up. I still don't know, right? I was never in the Captain Planet.
It's good enough. Good enough for me. Yeah! Oh, my God.
Goodies. See, I always thought Captain Planet was like a live-action thing. I didn't know it was an actual cartoon.
It was a cartoon. I think you were thinking of the Funnier Die sketch.
Yeah, I always think of that. Like, I always think Don Cheadle is Captain Planet, but he's not.
Not at all.
All right. He should be. I like it.
Oh, man. So, do you have another one?
No.
That was it?
Yeah.
Nice. The only other one I had, I mean, this is a real stretch. I just kind of went with, because she's old and wise, I went with Master Splinter from the Turtles.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see that.
Not very, you know, healthy, obviously. She's got her health problems, so, much like he's just kind of old and rickety.
Yeah.
But she can kick ass every once in a while. Yeah, exactly.
He's Rat Yoda, is all he is.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
I mean, really, what he is he's the rat version of Stick, because they just ripped off Daredevil.
I never thought of that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why, like, you know, Daredevil has the hand, and Turtles are like, oh, we got the foot.
Oh.
Instead of Stick, it's just Splinter.
Oh, I never really picked up on any of that, dude.
Yeah, and, like, remember, like, how the Turtles got the ooze on them? Like, some kid was carrying them across the street, and, like, a truck full of toxic waste spilled all over them in the sewer.
Yeah.
Like, that's supposed to be the same accident that basically the toxic goop got in Matt Murdock's eyes.
Oh. Good Lord. You really think I would have picked up on it? Because, you know, one of the turtles is named At Erdock, and you would have thought, like, I would have picked up on that one, but I didn't. That's my fault, though. All right, you got anybody else?
Nope. That's all I got.
Uh-oh. We're done.
Yay! Flavor, Flav.
Yeah, boy! So, Mackie's Clubhouse at yahoo.com.
Yep, that is the address. Send us some emails. You probably won't, but, you know,
no.
The torch of hope burns eternal.
Yes.
We'll see you again next week for two brand new episodes. We're going to keep this season 5 train going along. Very good season. I'm excited for what else is going to happen. Excited and sad.
Excited too. Because there's only 7 episodes left.
Yeah.
you know, it's getting tense. You know, something big's got to happen in mid-season for sure.
I mean, I think they'll keep the good intensity going up through the end. Like, there's nothing, I don't remember anything huge happening in the middle, but it's just a steadily increasing amount of, oh, fuck. Every week, some more is, oh, God, no.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to get bad.
Yep. This is going to be a tough one by the time it's all said and done.
It really is. All right.
That's it. Till next time. Bye, motherfuckers.
Bye.
Hey, Mo! Your sister's ass really tastes as sweet as Alvarez here says it does. He wants to know what your mama's putting in the corn muffins.